Naomi desu.
Peter here. What's your Japanese potential? In this lesson, you'll learn how to say you cannot do something.
Such as, もう食べられない。
I can't eat anymore. This conversation takes place at?
レストランです。
A restaurant. The conversation is between?
下山慎さんと上司。
Mr. Shin Shimoyama and his boss. They're having lunch together.
そうですね。お昼ご飯を食べています。
The boss uses informal Japanese. Mr. Shimoyama uses?
Formal Japanese.
ふう、食べた、食べた。もう食べられない。
ですよね。僕ももう食べれません。
下山くん、出身は東京？
ええ。東京の足立区で生まれましたが、父の仕事でいろいろな国に住みました。シンガポール、南アフリカ、ロシア、ポルトガル、チリ。
へえ、すごいな。じゃあ外国語がペラペラ話せる？
子供の時ペラペラでした。でも今全然話せません。
ご兄弟は？
双子の兄がいました。5歳の時病気で死にました。
もう一度お願いします。今度はゆっくりお願いします。
ふう、食べた、食べた。もう食べられない。
ですよね。僕ももう食べれません。
下山くん、出身は？東京？
ええ、東京の足立区で生まれましたが、父の仕事でいろいろな国に住みました。シンガポール、南アフリカ、ロシア、ポルトガル、チリ。
へえ、すごいな。じゃあ、外国語がペラペラ話せる？
子供の時ペラペラでした。でも今は全然話せません。
ご兄弟は？
双子の兄がいました。5歳の時病気で死にました。
今度は英語が入ります。
ふう、食べた、食べた。もう食べられない。
Phew, we ate it all. I can't eat another bite.
ですよね。僕ももう食べれません。
You said it. I'm stuffed too.
下山くん、出身は東京？
下山、where are you from? 東京？
ええ。東京の足立区で生まれましたが、父の仕事でいろいろな国に住みました。
Yes, I was born in Tokyo's Adachi Ward, but I've lived in a lot of countries because of my father's job.
シンガポール、南アフリカ、ロシア、ポルトガル、チリ。
Singapore, South Africa, Russia, Portugal, Chile.
へえ、すごいな。じゃあ外国語がペラペラ話せる？
Wow, that's amazing. So you can speak foreign languages fluently?
子供の時ペラペラでした。でも今全然話せません。
I could when I was a child, but not anymore.
ご兄弟は？
Do you have any siblings?
双子の兄がいました。5歳の時病気で死にました。
I did have a twin brother, but he got sick and died when I was 5.
東京の足立区？ Is it Haruya, another hero in this episode, also from 足立区 in Tokyo?
Oh, いいポイントですね。そうなんです。大空春也さんの出身も東京都足立区です。で、下山さんも東京都足立区なんですね。
でも、下山さんの方が頭がいいですね。But, Mr. 下山 is smarter, right?
まあそうですね。まあ、春也さんはいい人ですけどね。で、大空春也さんと下山慎さんはそっくりなんですね。
So, Haruya and Mr. Shimoyama are identical.
そう、似てるみたいですよ。あと、下山さんが お父さんの仕事でいろいろな国に住みましたって言ってましたね。
So, Mr. Shimoyama said he lived in many countries because of his father's work.
そう、いいですよね。I wish my father was like that.
Again, what's one should pick up here is 仕事で。
ああ。
It's kind of translated on work, but here it's because of work.
そうね、because of work.
So, related to his father's work, he lived in many different countries. So, why are you here? 仕事で。
そうそうそうそうそう。
Here on business.
そうです。
Let's take a look at the vocabulary for this lesson. What do we have first?
いろいろ。
Various.
いろいろ。いろいろ。
Next.
外国語
Foreign language
外国語外国語
Next
全然
Not at all
全然全然
Next
病気
Sickness Illness
病気
Next
死ぬ
To die
死ぬ死ぬ
Now let's have a closer look at the usage for some of the words and phrases from this lesson. Naomi-sensei, what's the first word we'll look at?
死ぬ
To die.
There's a similar word, which is 亡くなる
死ぬと亡くなるは一緒ですか? So is 死ぬ to die and 亡くなる to become nothing, kind of a literal translation here, are they the same?
亡くなる is a euphemism for 死ぬ But you cannot use 亡くなる for animals.
I think pretty good translation for this would be to pass away.
そう、to pass away っていう感じだと思います。
So, now, animal lovers out there, please don't get angry, but similar to English, I don't think you would say, my animal passed away.
Same in Japanese, you cannot probably say, 犬が亡くなりました。
Although, I don't know, in the 21st century, probably people do use it.
そうかもね。
想像できるでしょ? Like, I can imagine it. But it's very similar to that kind of expression in English, to pass away and to die. Naomi-sensei, jumping back to the example you gave, you wouldn't say, 犬が亡くなりました, my dog passed away, but rather, 犬が
死にました。
So, my dog died. Now, if you want to add the cause, you use the particle,
で
As in the dialogue.
そうですね。
Not that we used it in this context that someone passed away, but で as the reason. In the dialogue, we had the reason for him living overseas was his father's work. Here, we'll use で to mark the reason, the cause of death.
病気で犬が死にました。
My dog died from illness.
事故で犬が死にました。
My dog died from the traffic accident. So,In Japanese, で, the particle で, is used in many situations. Here, marking the reason. Notice how the English translation often changes. We had on business, 仕事で, from illness, 病気で. The English particle changes, but the Japanese particle is the same. And again, explaining the reason. The next word is
時
when, or at the time when. Now, in the dialogue, we had noun plus the particle no.And toki.
For example, 子供の時
In one's childhood, when one was a child.
5歳の時
When someone was 5. Now, Naomi-sensei, how would you say, when I was a student?
Student in Japanese is 学生 So,
学生の時
そうですね。よくできました。
ありがとうございます。like a student. 今学生みたい。So, you take the noun, follow it by the particle の, and follow it with
時
学生の時 when I was a student.
悪い子でしたとかね。
You were bad when you were a student. On to the grammar point. In this lesson, we're going to learn how to say, I cannot do something. Now, in the previous two lessons, we learned how to make the potential form of class 1, 2, and 3 verbs. Now,When we change a verb to its potential form, it becomes a class 2 verb, and then we can conjugate accordingly. For more about conjugating class 2 verbs, please see Beginner Series, Season 4, Lessons 26 to 31. Now, This may sound a little complicated, but we're going to break it all down right now. So, Naomi-sensei, can we first have an example from the dialogue?
全然話せません。
I can't speak at all. Now, can you put the subject and object in the sentence and say the sentence again?
はい。私は全然外国語が話せません。
I cannot speak foreign languages at all. So, 話せません is
cannot speak.
Now, let's explain how 話せません is conjugated. Naomi-sensei, what is the verb to speak or to talk?
話す。
So we start out with the verb 話す, which is a class 1 verb. Now, the potential form is
話せる。
す becomes
せる。
Now, the informal negative form or the ない form is
話せない。
Cannot speak. So you can get the negative form of the potential form of a verb by replacing the final る with
ない.
Just like other class 2 verbs. So let's just reinforce this with a few examples. So 話せる, can speak, becomes
話せない.
Cannot speak.
食べられる.
Can eat, becomes
食べられない.
Cannot eat.
できる.
Can do, becomes
できない.
Cannot do.
やめられる.
Can quit, becomes
やめられない.
Cannot quit.
私はタバコを吸いません。お酒も飲みません。
いや、本当ですか? You don't smoke, I know, but you don't drink?
Just a little bit. ちょっとだけね。
でも、私は甘いものがやめられないですね。
So, Naomi-sensei said, she doesn't smoke, she doesn't drink, but she can't give up sweets.
そう、ピーターは?
私は仕事がやめられません。
仕事ね。ちょっと中毒ですからね。You're a workaholic.
Yes, I can't stop working.
皆さんは何がやめられませんか?教えてください。
So please share with us something that you can't give up.
Hopefully your answer is JapanesePod101.com をやめられませんとかね。
Okay, before we go, we want to tell you about a way to drastically improve your pronunciation.
The voice recording tool.
Yep, the voice recording tool in the Premium Learning Center.
Record your own voice with a click of a button.
And then easily play it back again and again.
So you record your own voice and then listen to it.
And it's on the same page as the line by line, so you can compare your voice, the way you pronounce it, to the native speaker.
And adjust your pronunciation.
This will help you improve fast. Now, that just about does it for today.
じゃあまた。
ふう、食べた食べた。もう食べられない。
ですよね。僕ももう食べれません。
下山くん、出身は東京？
ええ、東京の足立区で生まれましたが、父の仕事でいろいろな国に住みました。シンガポール、南アフリカ、ロシア、ポルトガル、チリ。
へえ、すごいな。じゃあ外国語がペラペラ話せる？
子供の時ペラペラでした。でも今全然話せません。
ご兄弟は？
双子の兄がいました。5歳の時病気で死にました。